Hey everybody, welcome to the Irregular Search for Truth. I'm Scott.
I'm Sachin.
And here we go again.
We're back. Or
Yeah.
you're back.
Yeah. Well, there's been a little hiatus in the Irregular Search for Truth production, hence the name.
Well, it works on two levels.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, it's very irregular.
Needs let's say one. Let's say it's only those two levels. Only the irregular timing and the irregular method of inquiry.
We don't need more fiber, is what you're saying.
I'm trying to imply that.
All right. Well, so big news, huh?
Big news, yeah. So, first of all, I guess, like, my girlfriend and I got engaged.
Woo!
So now my... Yeah, actually, the first time we said it, or I was like, oh, my God, you're my fiancé now. That's just weird. It's just like, you know, it's weird to say, like, I don't know. I said it to her that night.
Yeah, you guys have new titles.
Yeah, yeah, and it's weird because everybody, like, when you try and tell a story, or, like, you're like, oh, you know, big news, like, my girlfriend and I got engaged last night, or so you would say then, you would say my fiance, but you said, oh, I proposed to my girlfriend last night, mm-hmm. And then people will be like, oh, don't you mean your fiance? I'm like, no, I don't think I do. I think I mean girlfriend, because at the time, when I told it in the past tense. But I don't know, maybe like, you know, in like 20 years, like you like mentioned like, oh, my wife and I, when we first started dating, I guess obviously she's your wife, but I don't know. I'll have to think about that.
I don't think it's one that, you know, you really gotta.
No, it's not really.
It wouldn't be a faux pas if you still called her your girlfriend.
No.
I don't know. Maybe she would get mad, but that would be weird.
No. And you had a big 5-week extravaganza trip in not extravaganza but adventure in Idaho.
Yes, I did. Yes, it was good. It's not quite getting engaged, but
yeah.
But it was cool. What I was doing, I was a crew leader for a crew of volunteer high school students. We were all out in camping, basically in northern Idaho, and working on trail work and construction projects, sort of in the back front country area, you know, not
back front country.
Yeah, not like not back. Where we were working was not back country in that, you know, you're 10 miles away from the trailhead or anything like that, but
right.
We were camping. We were not near towns or anything like that. We were 8 miles from the nearest town, and it was cool, man. We our principal project was building a boardwalk around this 3,000 year old giant cedar tree. So, you know, there was this little, it was cool. There was this creek running underneath the tree, basically.
Really?
Yeah. It's strange. And, or, you know, under the root system and where all the soil had built up around that over 3,000 years, the creek was under it. And so that was all this sensitive ecosystem. And so we had to build the trail up out of wood around it so people wouldn't trample on that.
Wow.
And then our second project was just like, trail work, you know, fixing trails in a different location. And then after that, we got to take or the students, sort of as a reward for their hard work over the course of 30 days, took a 4-day recreation trip. We did backpacking in the Selway Bitterroot Wilderness. It's really cool.
Yeah.
I recommend everybody who gets a chance to go to Idaho, check out Selway Bitterroot Wilderness. There's a lot of cool stuff to see.
Maybe I will do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Take a road trip. I certainly got a lot of fuel for a road trip.
Yeah.
There, you know,
yeah,
I was oh, there's so much more to see up here. You know, it was cool.
So when you said you were leading a group of students, was it like a group of misfits, or was it like
No, actually they were really, I was surprised how good they were. You know, it was,
I could just see this like being a classic 80s movie. Where there's like the nerd and the jock, right? It's like they all come together and build this boardwalk.
We
you know?
we could have gone that route, you know. Everybody had a little bit of stereotype ability in there, you know. We had the religious kid, and we had the punk, and we had we had, let's see, like the we had a homeschooled kid, and we had a hippie, and you know, and there was definitely some of that, but you know, at the same time they were all, you know, 16, 17, they were still like developing into their stereotypical personalities, not yet formed.
But they were all like, I guess like they were good kids, I guess. Like, how did they get hooked up to with it? Did they just, they chose to do it? Or
yeah, they applied.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, this is almost, something you had to apply to. It wasn't...
sounds like community service or something like that.
Well, there are similar programs that are sort of for the delinquent kids, but we don't give them sharp tools.
Okay.
Right. These kids got to use all sorts of things that you could kill somebody with.
Right.
So we stick with the good kids. And they were, you know, I mean, I was really impressed. I remember in a podcast a while ago, sort of ranting about like some kids on the Muni here, like graffitiing or something
right.
And I was like, that's just, come on, you know, what a pain.
Come on!
And so I was sort of thinking like, oh, this might be awful.
Right.
But they
right.
were awesome. They were really awesome. It was overall very, very positive experience. I learned a lot. I think they learned a lot.
Did you go by Scott? You didn't go by like Mr. or like.
Oh no, I went by Scott. Yeah, though, I almost got dubbed. They were like, "Can we call you Shaggy?" and I said no, but occasionally it still slipped out.
In other words, they called you that behind your back.
No, they didn't. I mean, because it was an interesting situation in that there were supposed to be two crew leaders the whole time, but the other crew leader had to switch out and a new one come in. So I was the only one who was there the whole time with the students.
Okay.
And the first crew leader was kind of this big burly guy and they called him Papa Bear.
Ah.
And I got nicknamed Shaggy because I'm tall and I had this, well, you know, we were out in the wilderness, so I had this beard growing and that was sort of the origin. And also, I guess, our mode of transportation from site to site was a big van,
Mystery
Machine. So, and I guess I do a pretty good Shaggy impersonation too.
Zoinks!
Yeah. Like zoinks!
That is good.
A clue! That wasn't Scooby. Scooby-Doo's got a deeper voice. There you go. That was good.
That was kind of like an Astro.
Yeah, Astro had a... Astro was annoying.
Hey, George.
Woo!
All right, cool.
It's been a while since we've done a podcast. People, forgive us.